This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Top U.S. and Chinese officials met Friday after sparring over sharply different views of each other and the world in their first face-to-face talks since President Joe Biden took office. At the end of the talks, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said, while there was disagreement over several issues, there were some places the two sides agreed.
On Iran, on North Korea, on Afghanistan, on climate, our interests intersect.
The meetings in Anchorage, Alaska were a new test in increasingly troubled relations between Washington and Beijing, which are at odds over a range of issues from trade to human rights in Tibet, Hong Kong, and China's western Xinjiang region, China's assertiveness in the South China Sea, and the coronavirus pandemic. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris offered solace to Asian Americans and a reeling nation on Friday as they visited Atlanta just days after a white gunman killed 8 people, most of them Asian American women. In an address at Emory University, President Biden said everyone in America must speak out against violence against Asian Americans and violence against anyone.
Hate and violence often hide in plain sight. It's often met with silence, but that has to change because our silence is complicity.
The visit during a nationwide spike of anti-Asian violence has added resonance with the presence of Harris, the first person of South Asian descent to be vice president, and it comes as Biden on Friday expressed support for the COVID-19 Hate Crimes Act, a bill that would strengthen the government's reporting and response to hate crimes and provide resources to Asian Americans.